Bokhari, tech censorship is now a public health hazard. By Alam Bokhari on May 5, 2020. The Democrats and their progressive allies in Silicon Valley and the mainstream media have spent the last two decades convincing themselves that they are the party of science. In their frantic panic to censor material related to the Chinese virus, we're now seeing the dangerous outcome of that hubris. You would think that the doctors at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, ranked as the 8th best hospital in the United States by U.S. News & World Report, knows a bit more about medicine than the blue-haired censors at YouTube. But the YouTube censors are convinced they know better, recently censoring a video from A to Bioscience about Healight, an experimental UV light treatment the company is developing as a potential treatment for the coronavirus in partnership with a team at Cedars-Sinai. 8 Bioscience is a Colorado-based pharmaceutical company publicly traded on the NASDAQ exchange that has developed a wide range of successful drugs. You'd think they know a thing or two about medicine. But again, YouTube appears to disagree. After all, Silicon Valley's masters in the mainstream media insist that UV light treatment, mentioned by the president, must be dangerous, wrong, and only advocated by conspiracy theorists. In an exceptionally dishonest headline, Bloomberg Technology wrote that ATA sees an opportunity in Trump's comments on the treatment, even though the company and Cedars-Sinai had been investigating UV light treatment well before the president made his remarks. Of course, UV light treatment is still in the early stages of research. If successful, the results will be published in medical journals, which doctors tend to pay more attention to than YouTube or NBC. Nevertheless, the censorship is still a problem. It stifles creative discussion around potential areas of research, and makes information about those areas of research harder to find. As we know from Breitbart's past reporting, YouTube is happy to take censorship cues from the mainstream media. In 2019, the company altered its search results for the term abortion within hours of receiving a complaint by a left-wing Slate writer. The censorship of ATA is just one example of Silicon Valley's coronavirus overreach. YouTube has also censored a video of two doctors in Bakersfield, California, who recommended an early end to the nationwide shutdowns. Facebook has branded anti-lockdown protests misinformation whose organizers will be banned, and has censored a video from Project Veritas containing remarks from officials at a testing center in New York, as well as videos from Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro discussing the need to balance addressing the pandemic with averting economic disaster. Twitter also banned Bolsonaro's videos, as well as a post from Fox News host Laura Ingraham discussing hydroxychloroquine. The platform says it will ban coronavirus-related claims that cause harmful activity, whatever that means. And let's not forget that Chinese internet censorship, which helped prevent information about the coronavirus from getting out in the first place, takes place with the assistance of American technology companies. Scarcely 4 months ago, the world was largely unaware of the Wuhan coronavirus. And yet, Silicon Valley believes it, or the media, or bureaucrats, who can't make up their mind on whether we should wear masks or not, has all the answers. This is scientifically illiterate. Doctors and scientists aren't known for agreeing with each other. And they especially aren't known for agreeing with each other when so little is known about the virus. Scientists in New York say that smoking raises the risk of severe coronavirus symptoms. Scientists in France say that smoking might actually help the body fight coronavirus symptoms. Who's right? We don't know, especially because there's barely been time to carry out tests. In the world of science and medicine, what matters is not consensus, but rather testing that follows the scientific method and reproducible results. But surely there are some quacks who should never be listened to? No doubt, but I challenge you to find a method for identifying them. Silicon Valley's method appears to be, do what the mainstream media says, regardless of their woeful track record of fake news. But even the medical establishment, if such a thing exists, given that doctors disagree about almost everything, can get it wrong. The ideas of Joseph Lister, the Victorian pioneer of antiseptic surgical techniques, were roundly mocked by the medical establishment of the day, including the world's most prestigious medical journal, The Lancet. It's not hard to see why Lister was denounced. After all, he proposed pouring caustic acid on wounds. That sounds as crazy as using UV light, which can cause skin cancer and strokes, as a medical cure. And yet today, antiseptic treatments are taught in every medical textbook. And what about Edward Jenner, the inventor of the first ever vaccine, the one that eliminated smallpox? The establishment today loved to tout their pro-vaccine credentials, but the establishment of Jenner's day wasn't so sure. The Royal Society, the leading scientific society in the world at the time, initially declined to publish Jenner's paper explaining his research. And it wasn't until 1840, more than four decades after Jenner began his research, that the British government rolled out his smallpox vaccines nationwide. No doubt there were more than a few people at the time who thought that Jenner's vaccine, which involved injecting children with pus from diseased cows, sounded insane and dangerous. And yet, without the Jenner vaccine, billions of lives would have been otherwise lost to smallpox. Now, consider this: what if, in Lister and Jenner's day, all information was controlled by a handful of technology companies that did whatever the establishment told them? Would they have been banned as crackpots and snake oil salesmen? It's highly likely. From the Georgian doctor who thought injecting children with a cow virus would be a neat idea, to the 19th century surgeon who thought to throw acid on wounds to clean them, crackpots have been behind more scientific and medical advances than the establishment would care to admit. The only question is, how many cures will be stopped or delayed by Silicon Valley hypercensorship, with its insufferable insistence that every truth and every fact is already known? Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alan Bokhari at his secure email address alanbokhari@protonmail.com. Alan Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.